Kieran Ramsey is joining me now. He's an FBI specialist that deals with scams and things that are going on. The holiday season is a big time for stuff like that. And Kieran, we are in a retirement community largely here, and we hear a lot about these scams. What can you tell us? What is the latest that's going on right now?
Well, unfortunately, you said it yourself. This is that time of year where we're all frantically searching for that perfect gift for our loved one or our friend, family member. Maybe it's that super popular toy or game. Cash is possibly tight, and you think you find it in a great deal, and sure enough, it's one of those seems too good to be true deal, which it probably is, and then bam, you're victimized by some scam. What a horrible start to the holiday season, right? With that, we see online shopping scams and social media shopping scams, related shipping fraud, gift card fraud, and even charity fraud at this time of year.
What's the most difficult thing? Because I know that a lot of scam artists now are finding ways to imitate popular sites that people go to in order to purchase things, or they get emails that seem to be from those popular sites. What do we need to know to combat that?
Well, we want people to be savvy shoppers, right? If, you know, people rely on the flashiness of a website, that doesn't make it legitimate. Don't judge a company by its website. Those can be put up and taken down within hours, and hundreds, if not thousands, of people can be scammed in that time frame. When you're getting those unsolicited emails, unsolicited text messages, unsolicited social media posts, again, make sure you do your due diligence. Know who you're buying things from. Know the company, know the vendor. If it's not somebody that you previously purchased from before, make, you know, some extra steps. Do something as simple as this. Put in that company name or that vendor name into your online search query and add the word fraud or scam. And you're going to be surprised what you find if they are out there conducting some kind of fraud scheme. Because if they've hit other people, chances are that some other people out there are putting it on social media or in the internet, expressing their dismay at them having been defrauded as well.
And you can't really trust when you see within the website, you see, you know, 1,000 reviews in there and they get good reviews, because that's not an indication that it's a real company either, is it?
Not at all. Again, we urge people to use companies, go to vendors, merchants that they know and trust. And if they don't know and trust them and it's a new vendor, a new merchant, new company that they're ordering from, again, do some due diligence, really research. You know, we have any number of, you know, schemes out there that happen all the time. If people take those extra steps, if they use, let's say, a credit card dedicated solely for online purchases, keep track of what you're purchasing from whom and when it's supposed to be delivered, making sure you're not falling prey to weird things like vendors that require payment with a gift card or a wire transfer or a cash transfer or even cryptocurrency. You know, you really want to research that seller to ensure legitimacy.
Now, you're talking a lot about online stuff. Are there people actively out in the general public and not in a virtual way trying to do scams as well this time of year?
Unfortunately, we see any number of scams, be it online or in the real world. This time of year, we also see something called charity fraud, right? Charity fraud typically rises during the holiday season when people want to make that end-of-year tax-deductible gift for that good cause. Well, we urge people, make sure you're established or you're giving to an established charity or group whose work you know and trust. You want to be aware of organizations with copycat names or names similar to reputable organizations. You really want to check their track record. You can go to the Federal Trade Commission's website to do so. And be aware of weird things when people start asking for wire transfers, cash, or gift cards, or anything that, you know, just, you know, gets that little sense of something may not seem right here. Ultimately, we urge people when it comes to shopping, again, that principle, that old adage of if it seems too good to be true, it probably is.
From the law enforcement side, what kind of tools does the FBI have to track down some of these? I know, like you said, they can be there and gone in minutes.
So one of the things we urge consumers out there to do, as soon as you feel you've been defrauded of something, report that activity to our Internet Crime Complaint Center. You can find that at www.ic3.gov, and that's regardless of your dollar loss. Give us all that relevant information in your complaint and let us take a look at it. Again, you're probably not the only person out there. Now, that's not going to guarantee a federal investigation into the loss, But usually when we see, you know, one person lose $100, maybe we'll see 1,000 people, maybe we'll see 10,000 people or more that lost that same amount. And now we've got a huge scam that we can maybe lock onto and not only try and disrupt that scam, but also inform the general public of its existence so that the next person isn't defrauded.
Now, I know some people through their credit card companies get a little bit of fraud protection from that. Is that a widely common thing, or are there a lot of credit card companies out there that don't necessarily provide protection?
Well, that's really credit card company dependent. One of the other things, though, that we recommend when it comes to these fraud schemes, you know, as soon as you find out you've been defrauded, contact that financial institution immediately, whether it's your credit card company, your bank, what have you, and tell them you've been defrauded and direct them to stop or reverse that transaction. Now, if they're unable to for some reason or unwilling to, then ask that financial institution to contact the corresponding financial institution where the money went to and have them request that the transfer be stopped or reversed in some way.
Sounds like a lot of good information this time of year. And again, like I said, in a retirement community, some of the older folks who aren't as familiar with the way the internet works and aren't really skilled in how that, they need a little extra help sometimes. Is there anywhere they can go to find maybe some more information regarding scams and what to be aware of?
Well, our IC3.gov website has a lot of good information on it for the consumer out there, especially for this time of year. So I would urge people to take a look at that. Again, you know, really it just comes down to just being that extra savvy shopper and making sure you know who you're buying things from. You know what you purchased, you keep track of it, and you know when it's going to be delivered to you.
Should folks also contact local law enforcement when this happens, or is that just on a different scale?
No, you know what? We absolutely recommend people contact local law enforcement, too, because oftentimes we work in partnership with them. There are plenty of instances where local law enforcement contacts the FBI after they become aware of some scam.
Kieran Ramsey, FBI Fraud Protection, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, thank you. This is supposed to be a joyful time of the year. Just take that extra step, and you won't have that awful victimization during, you know, what's supposed to be a great time of the year.
Starting off in the next hour, we'll talk with Kurt Vander Bogart about the Festival of Trees event that's coming up, well, this Friday on the December edition of Our Town.